From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. In January, the Harry S. Truman Memorial Veterans Hospital began teaching classes at their new Patient Education Center. The classes aim to provide veterans with tools for all aspects of their health. KBIA's Aaron Schroeder has more.
Stephen Gaither is the Public Affairs Officer at Harry S. Truman Memorial Veterans Hospital, and Heather Brown is the Communications Specialist there. I spoke with them about the goals of the new Patient Education Center.
We're looking at not just the physical health, we're looking at the mental health, the spiritual health, the whole person when it comes down to it. Initially, these classes were held wherever we could find room for them. And it was kind of a decision where we really needed to bring in all these classes into one location so that veterans could use this area as kind of their tool for their healthcare, kind of a one-stop shop for their education. They can look up resources, they can ask questions, and it's just a nice location for veterans to kind of find that information.
We've got a new program called the Whole Health Program, which reinforces what Heather was talking about, the spiritual, the mental, the physical person. And there are a variety of different offerings through the Whole Health Program that can be done as patient education as well. The other program that's relatively new in VA healthcare is called, Health Promotion Disease Prevention.
That's correct.
And so that's where you have classes like smoking cessation, you have weight reduction and a good dietary habit type of training. Then there's some alternative classes that help with pain management rather than relying upon medications, helping with some alternative approaches that would help people who have chronic pain issues.
With the Whole Health Program, veterans aren't just the students, they're the teachers.
Because now you have veterans interested in veterans and teaching them about this whole health approach. So the Whole Health Program, like I said, is just getting started. There's a lot of classes that they're going to be adding as soon as we get the staffing for it.
And that peer support model has been very successful in mental health programs for a number of years. So there are programs here that are called, you know, we have some employees that are peer support specialists. So they are veterans who've been through those mental health programs, and now they're helping other veterans as they go through those mental health programs.
Any veterans eligible for VA healthcare can talk with their doctor about joining the program.
So I kind of looked up some of the class options like online before, and I saw like in addition to ones you said, like the weight management class and the healthy cooking class, there were ones like yoga and tai chi.
Mm-hmm. Those are the alternative medicine approaches that I was talking about. Usually people that have pain issues, or a lot of times people who have a diagnosis with post-traumatic stress disorder, those classes have tended to be very helpful with those individuals being able to manage the symptoms of that problem.
About 690 veterans took these classes in 2016, and VA staff estimates that about 820 will participate in 2017.
And is there anything else you think people should know about the new Patient Education Center?
I just think that it's a really great opportunity for our veterans. If they can think of a program that we don't offer that they're interested in, let us know, because right now this place is our empty canvas. You know, we have a few spots to fill, but we really want to make this about the veterans. We want them to come here and really understand that we're here for their health care.
That was Aaron Schroeder for the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk.